With President Bush planning a new war on terrorism, peace activists are beginning to mobilize. Peace concerts and vigils have been organized in a number of communities, including San Francisco, Portland, Oregon, and Madison, Wisconsin. Tomorrow, students on more than 100 college campuses around the country will be holding peace rallies. NPR's Lynn Neary reports on the burgeoning anti-war movement.
In the days immediately following the terrorist attacks on the World Trade Center and the Pentagon, the shock was so intense, says John Cavanagh, that virtually everyone was immobilized. But gradually, says Cavanagh, director of the Institute for Policy Studies, peace activists have begun to organize.
What's emerged in the last 2 to 3 days is a surprising variety of voices who feel that military solutions not only won't work, but quite possibly could make things worse.
Cavanagh is helping to circulate a statement calling for justice, not vengeance. It's been signed by celebrities such as Harry Belafonte and Danny Glover, as well as writers, academics, religious leaders, businessmen, and civil rights activists. But smaller efforts are also underway. A cramped church office in Washington, D.C. is the headquarters of the Center on Conscience and War. Volunteers are learning how to field phone calls from people worried about being called up for military service.
This form is supposedly, if the draft starts, anybody will be able to go to the post office and get one of these forms. They are not in post offices now, and one of our fears is if a draft starts.
Although there are currently no plans to reinstitute the draft, J.E. McNeil, the center's executive director, believes it could be started up again.
The minute you start talking about protracted war, you start talking about draft, because after a point, you're no longer going to get the immediate, you know, spurt of patriotism where people join up, and the ranks are going to thin, and they're going to need more people to fight that war.
McNeil says many people are already calling their hotline, wanting information about being a conscientious objector. In St. Louis, Wilson Powell has been fielding a lot of calls from people who want to get involved in peace efforts. Powell, a Korean War veteran, is National Administrator of Veterans for Peace. Powell believes any peace effort must begin by educating people about conditions around the world.
So we need to know more. We need to know why people can be brought to this point of such total outrage that they're willing to put their lives not just at risk, but to actually decide to give up their lives to make a point.
Much of the mobilization of peace efforts has been taking place on the Internet, says Cora Weiss, president of the Hague Appeal for Peace, an international organization which is circulating its own anti-war statement. The Internet, says Weiss, has been the underground voice of peace.
There are messages filling the airwaves, the email waves, all day long. I get 150 to 200 a day, and so does everyone I know. And we're now talking about trying to coordinate our efforts for justice, not war, for the use of international tribunals, not bombs, for creating alliances against terrorism that are based on law, not war.
At the heart of anti-war efforts, says John Cavanagh, is the belief that war will only strengthen the hand of the terrorists.
What is likely to happen with U.S. military strikes is that people will be killed, both innocent civilians and potentially even some in terrorist groups. You will create a new group of martyrs, which will create ever greater recruits for the terrorist groups around the world.
The first major demonstration of the anti-war movement could come at the end of this month. Two separate events, a prayer vigil and a rally across from the White House, initially organized to protest the meetings of the IMF and World Bank, will now be held to protest the war against terrorism. Lynn Neary, NPR News, Washington.